Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're so smart about football, why aren't you working for the Texans?
Oh, what a great question.
Running your mouth.
That's
on the radio.
Such a good question, man.
That's a great question.
I believe true is it's a good question.
It is. Yeah, it's
it is a good
the
question.
The way you all talk, you think you know how it's all done and accomplished, mm-hmm. yet there you sit
yep.
and never having been played on a pro football team or even coached with one.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
James Ihedebo has played on an NFL field. He won a Super Bowl ring, and he's with us one more segment as we go around the NFL on In the Loop. I'm getting called out during the break by my man J-Lo saying I laid out on him last segment.
You did, man. You did.
Put that bus in reverse.
Jeez.
Yeah, he asked me if Tom Herman
Don't you say
was...
a bad word about Tom Herman.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I know Tom Herman.
He's not crazy.
I know people hated Tom Herman. I'm not saying he's not crazy. I just didn't think people at Texas really hate. I thought they wanted him to be the coach going back to 2015.
You got it.
I was with you. I mean,
Hannibal looked at me like, what's he doing over there?
You know, he's making a point. You know, all right. Well,
I don't know. I just, you know.
No, I'm laughing. It was amusing.
I'm laughing with you, John Lopez.
Your orange blood it runs thick.
No, there was no. I mean, I didn't think he was hated. I didn't think Tom Herman was hated at UT. 713-572-4610. No, I didn't think he was at any point.
I thought people in general were
apathetic to him.
Tom Herman has been a polarizing figure for
in Houston, though. Like honestly, like no.
But he made national news and was just really like a weird cat, short temper.
Yeah. He beat Oklahoma on national TV. I think a lot of Texas fans probably like that.
See, yeah. He sees him in a positive light. He sees him completely different than what you're talking about.
You can't reason with him. He's one of those.
No. If you would have said some other names, then maybe we'd have seen would have been able to meet you there. Just couldn't meet you there, John Lopez. Jalen Ramsey yesterday, when Russell Westbrook was traded, he shouted out to DeAndre Hopkins on Instagram and said, quote, "So superstars linking up in Houston is a thing now."
Well, James, I think you know this. I think the NFL would love to play the NBA role and pick up the phone and say, hey, let's all go to L.A. together. Can't happen in the NFL.
I beg to differ. I think...
Well, because... Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, I say, you know, what's happening is you're seeing marquee free agents getting signed, you know, to teams and bolstering up rosters. Mm-hmm. I mean, even, you know, a Calais Campbell in Jacksonville and so forth. So you're seeing it at a different light. I would love for NFL contracts to be shorter where the possibility mm-hmm. of that to happen. What's happening is NFL contracts are so lengthy. I mean, you have a rookie for the first 5 years of his career, you know, and then you can re-sign him for his big contract, and then you'll have him for two more years and then trade him off, whatever it may be. But the NBA, they have these three-year deals.
That's the thing.
So you're getting the max production from a guy, and he still has game in the tank, and he can go pair up and talk to one of his buddies and say, hey, I want to come play in your city. I would love to see that happen in the NFL.
One thing, though, that the NBA does that the NFL can never do is demand trades. You know, the NBA can demand trades left and right. Heck, we just had one yesterday. And the reason is they have guaranteed money. And so they can sit out, and it's going to cost the team a lot of money. The NFL doesn't have any guaranteed money, and the contracts are, you know, you can be dropped at the – now, people are trying to do it. Who's that? Antonio Brown tried to demand a trade.
He got it.
Le'Veon
got
Bell
it.
demanded a trade.
He demanded a trade.
But it's just harder in the NFL.
Yeah, and then, you know, now you'll see, you know, more guys stepping up and demanding trades. I mean – We see Gordon Melvin Gordon, who's saying, you know, he wants a trade if he doesn't get a new contract. So you're going to start seeing that, and I encourage guys to do that.
Stand up for yourselves.
I want, you know, get the money that you deserve, and don't think you're being selfish. It's your body that's on the line.
No, I would too. I would encourage it, and I like the idea, but I just think it's just harder in the NFL.
But what I would say is, on the flip side, would guys be open to you know, taking less guaranteed money for shorter contracts and with the ability to opt out, you know, after the, you know, the fourth year of the deal.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a give or take. If you're not going to be able to get all the money you want and all the rights that you want as a player, you're going to have to say, hey, we'll take less money, whether it's $10 million less, and I'll play for 3 years fully guaranteed, and maybe I have a four-year opt-out period.
Right.
Jamesy Hedebo, Super Bowl champ here around the NFL on Sports Radio 610. Favorite Jalen Ramsey soundbite, Deshaun Watson week one against the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2017. Comes in the second half to relieve Tom Savage. Jalen Ramsey asked after the game, what'd you think about what Deshaun Watson did out there?
Come on, man. Deshaun should have been starting the whole game. Come on, man. Come on, man.
It's weird because NFL fans are probably the most passionate of all the major sports, I would say, especially American sports. And we're not counting college football because that's a different animal. That's a different beast. But as far as the major professional sports NFL fans are, I don't think they're as big a haters as NBA fans. Why is that? Because Jalen Ramsey, despite the fact that he's on a rival team, Andrew Luck, despite the fact they're on rival teams, you might dislike them, but there's never that intense hate like there is from Rockets fans in the direction of Russell Westbrook or in the direction of the Golden State Warriors or in the direction of the Utah Jazz. They don't have that venom that NFL fans have.
I think part of it, James, is you see their faces in the NBA. I think people just disassociate with NFL players in general because they wear helmets and, you know, shoulder pads and you don't really see them. The NBA, it's like, why do people hate Steph Curry? I hate when he chews that mouthpiece.
It is kind of annoying.
Why do they? But on the flip side, people hate Tom Brady. And, you know, and people hated Chad Ochocinco for his, you know, off the field antics.
But they saw them more often because he was writing stuff in his locker.
Exactly. And pulling out
next victim, James Ahedebo.
So that is true. But in terms of, I think there's more of you're not bigger than the team mentality in the NFL.
Oh, for sure.
Than there is in the NBA. The NBA surrounds itself around its player. Its commissioner cares about the players' perspectives and puts them on that platform more than the NFL puts owners on the platform of the face of the team rather than players.
Let me ask you something. I know I'm blindsiding you here, so I'll give you a second to think about it.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of hijacking the segment here, Landry, so I apologize.
Go ahead.
When you were talking about the Jalen Ramsey thing and demanding trades and all that, it got me to thinking about the collective bargaining agreement, which they're already negotiating. Yeah. Is there any one thing that really stands out that you think the players have to get this time?
Players have to get more leverage in terms of.
They have none.
In terms of none. Yeah, they have none, but they have to get more leverage in terms of the financial and the evened out salaries. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have this notion that every player that plays in the NFL is making $5 million and, you know, lives this lavish lifestyle when the reality is, you know, you have guys with a lifespan of, you know, 2.5 years and they're just being cycled in and out. And you're really only premier players, which are a handful of guys on every team, are making these big time contracts. And everyone else, comparable to other sports, I'm not comparing them to John, the UPS guy.
Yeah.
I'm comparing them to every other sport, is making pennies on the dollar. Where in the NBA, you could be, you know, the 12th guy on the roster, and you're still making a minimum salary of $2 million compared to the NFL, you're making $300,000. Mm-hmm. So I think those numbers, and I know people are going to argue
People
are arguing back and say, well, the numbers are disparable. There's 53 guys on a roster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so is the revenue share. The NFL makes billions of dollars, and a lot of it's not even accounted for because owners don't open up their books to know exactly how much they're making, which people's jaws would drop, but that's a whole nother point. I just say that that number has to shrink. There has to be more of a middle class in the NFL and more guaranteed money.
How do you get there?
The board. I think you do it based on, you know, veteran. I would say if you play, you know, past the 3 years, maybe you get to year four, well, then you have a guaranteed salary of X amount of dollars no matter what.
Won't they just cut more veterans? That's what they're doing now.
Well, what's happening now is they literally have – it's literally the – lack of a better term, the lower class in the NFL of, you know, rookies, minimum guys, and then you have your top paid guys. There is no minimum guys.
Yeah.
There's no minimum salaries. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have rookies that sign these deals, and you have a rookie player for the first 5 years of his contract, and the max you're paying him is his fifth year of, you know, $5.5 million.
Right.
And then after that, if he isn't good, you know, he's back to making league minimum. And then if he is good, well, then you're paying him a big time deal. Well, he deserves that anyway. And mm-hmm. you've already gotten his best years for, you know, bare minimum.
Jamesy Hedebo around the NFL in the Loop Sports Radio 6 and some interesting stuff. We can get into that a little bit more throughout the season because
yeah,
I
can have
a that's gonna
no, it's going to be an ongoing thing. Yeah, by the way, right now breaking is that they're now offering an 18 game schedule, but players play a maximum of 16 games.
All right, that's
one of the negotiating points. What's going to happen late in the year?
So what do you do?
Yeah, like, you're going to sit out a playoff implication.
Hey guys. You're going to sit for these next 2 weeks. We're going to play the backups.
That's what the NFL's offering.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. This was a headline that really – I don't understand these types of headlines. Kendrick Norton of the Miami Dolphins, he recently had to have his arm amputated after a car crash. And yesterday, as I'm watching the Astros, as I'm watching this Westbrook news unfold, there's a headline that just simply reads, drugs and alcohol were not factors in Kendrick Norton's truck accident. What am I supposed to gain from that? Like the guy got his arm ripped off. Am I supposed to like say like if
I don't
if
think
they,
that's a problem.
If they had been, am I supposed to act like most people got what he deserved?
I think most people immediately go there. So why not answer the question?
I just think
what does it matter?
I think that's an attack on his character.
No, it is.
I don't like that at all. That this is a guy that is grieving the end of his career, the loss of an arm, the traumatic. Mental state that he's in from a car accident like that, and the headline is drugs and alcohol were not.
You're
how
not
about,
wrong.
What if
how
they
about
were?
His recovery?
What if they
how
were?
About
you know? And what if they were? You know? Does that change the
like,
outcome?
It'd be one thing if he
that
crashed into
me off.
If he crashed into somebody or something like that. That's fine. But he was in a crash and he got to get his arm amputated.
No. Neither
he was
one
the
of
only
you
one harmed. Like who cares?
Neither of you are wrong. I'm just saying. Isn't that the first place your mind goes? I wonder if he was or they were or the you know whoever the other person was. I think most people, their mind goes there.
No.
You'd be right, J-Love.
Yeah, I think most people's minds goes there.
We'll get out of here with this on around the NFL. Jacoby Brissett, the backup for the Colts. He had some interesting stuff that he tweeted out earlier. I think Lamont was the one who put this on my timeline, so I'll give him credit for it. But this is what Jacoby Brissett had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave you guys with this. At which point does it change from going up the street to down the street?
Oh, I've got that answer.
Okay, go ahead. Give it to me.
Do you have an answer?
No, go ahead.
What's the difference between up the street and down the street? I think most people say up the street as they're pointing to the nearest way to go out of town. Down the street is going. Is you're pointing toward town.
Okay.
Like think about where. Okay, little exercise here. Everybody listening, James Landry, think about where your house is. Now, if you were to tell someone it's up the street, I guarantee you, you're pointing the nearest way toward the out of town. If you go down the street, you're pointing toward town. I'll bet you.
I mean,
think about it. Put yourself there.
I would. Maybe a take on that would be, your definition of if you're leaving or going to the area. So. So, I mean, I wouldn't say town necessarily. I would say if I'm at my mailbox and someone says, hey, where do you live? I'd be like, up the street. If I'm, outside my neighborhood or closer to my house, I would say the flip side. If I'm closer to my house, where do you live? I live down the street.
You guys are killing me right now.
No, like right now where I'm standing, if somebody said, where's up the street? I would go that way. I would point that way. I'd point 59
so
south.
Said, where's the closest Starbucks? What would you say?
Down the street.
Down the
because
street.
Because I'm pointing towards town.
Okay. Right.
Think about it. Put yourself there.
I'm there. Right. Jamesy Hedebo. Always a pleasure on
Man,
Fridays.
It's a pleasure being here,
blew my
guys.
Mind there for a second.
All right, Jamesy Hedebo, Super Bowl champ. All right, down or up? We'll try to figure that out during the break.
Yeah.
Tillman Fertitta's first splash was made last night, and In the Loop has their popcorn ready. Where does it rank among the other splashes owners have made? We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.